name is Elizabeth, and I'm calling from Greene County. And today is the deadline for the New York State healthcare enrollment. And after, I don't know, how many weeks of trying to get on that, after having my healthcare canceled, I still cannot get through. My husband, who's recuperating from major surgery, has sat on the phone for hours waiting for someone to come to him. The chat option does not work on the website, and after paying all my life for health insurance, I will now be penalized because of New York State's website.
Hi, this is Beth Jacobs from Niskayuna, New York, calling about the roundtable discussion this morning, the 23rd, and the discussion about Duck Dynasty. I don't really care about Duck Dynasty. And I have to say this. The far left used to know better. No one's going to agree with everything everybody says. That's how it goes. I don't agree with what they said. I am a far more liberal person than anybody I know. And I will have absolutely no friends, no job, no nothing if I expect the people that I buy my food from or buy my products to share my views.
Hi, this is Lucille Wiggin from Oneonta. I love your station. I can't stop thinking about the comments by Chartalk and company, the discussion of Spitzer's illegal visiting of prostitutes. I cannot understand how Alan Chartalk can defend the man. Spitzer is below zero in my estimation for what he did. Anybody else would have been arrested for visiting prostitutes, and he got away with it, and he should not be touted to be part of our government. How can we trust a man like that? Alan, otherwise I enjoy you very much, but this you're very wrong on.
J.D., listening in Springfield, just listen to Keith Strugler's commentary on sports, and I recognize as I'm thinking a little bit that I'm usually not interested. I definitely am not interested in any sport, whatever game, unless I'm playing and actually on the field in some way and involved. And Keith Strugler's commentary is always appreciated by me, and so I thought, I wonder why that is. I guess he's just good at what he does, and I'm always glad to hear that.
I'm listening to the roundtable on December 26th, and the discussion is about the ruling in New York State regarding a Catholic hospital's rights. What I find very objectionable about the Affordable Care Act is that it seems to further enshrine the employer's right to decide health care for the employees. And I think it's, again, another excellent argument for single payer.